AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Protesters march in Cleveland against the acquittal of a city police officer who fired the final 15 rounds of a 137-shot police barrage through the windshield of a car carrying two unarmed black suspects.
We can't wait! We can't wait!
That 2012 shooting and other incidents led to an 18-month investigation by the Justice Department and today's announcement of an agreement to end the apparent pattern of excessive force and civil rights violations by police. Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson.
Our goal is to have real reform that will be sustainable. This agreement is a major step in getting us to that point.
The reform agreement must be approved by a judge and overseen by an independent monitor. 11 people known dead from severe weather and flooding in Oklahoma and Texas. 3 victims in Houston and Harris County. AP's Rita Foley with more.
Obviously, the worst thing that's happened is that we've had a loss of life here.
Mayor Anise Parker says one of the dead apparently was trapped in a flooded vehicle.
We had a lot of folks who had to abandon cars, and we had a lot of high water rescue from vehicles.
The fierce storms dumped 11 inches of rain in 6 hours on parts of Houston. Residents were warned to stay indoors, and the mayor issued this warning.
I want to urge folks to not go out looking for floodwaters to see, not to go out sightseeing.
I'm Rita Foley.
Search teams are back out on and along the Blanco River near Wimberley, Texas, looking for 12 people who were said to have been in a vacation home swept away by the floodwaters over the weekend. And the death toll from a tornado that hit a Mexican city across the Texas border is now up to 14, with 4 other people still missing. On Wall Street, a down day. The Dow is down 230. The Nasdaq is off 67. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. Capitol and its visitor center were briefly evacuated today as alarms sounded in both buildings. Kimberly Schneider, a spokeswoman for the U.S. Capitol Police, says officers investigated the cause of the alarm and told people to leave. About an hour later, employees were back in the building, although tourists were not at first allowed back inside. The U.S. military says it will provide some 2,000 anti-tank rockets to Iraq within the next week to help in its fight against the Islamic State group. Statement also says the U.S.-led coalition has carried out more than 4,000 airstrikes in Iraq and Syria since the beginning of the campaign in August. Unless there is a last-minute compromise in the Senate, the government's power to search the phone records of Americans will expire on Sunday night. President Obama is urging the Senate to renew that authority, saying the public safety demands it. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.